Let us pray. Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen are over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach, the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they, the heathen, say among the people, where's their God? Well, I want to thank you, Lord. I know that you're the judge of the whole earth. I know that you will do right. I know this. It'd be far from you to tax the righteous and to reward the wicked. That'd be far from you, Lord. You wouldn't do that. I know you. Far from you to tax the righteous and to reward the wicked. That'd be far from you, Lord. You would not do that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach. That would be an insult on the righteous to be taxed and to reward the wicked with it. That be far from you, Lord. Spare your people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen are over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen are over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? O Lord, you're the judge of the whole earth. You will do right. Abraham stood before you after they fed you and two angels lunch, and he established something that day before he went to Sodom and Gomorrah to inspect it, to see if what he had heard had been correct. Oh, Lord, Abraham stood before you. He said, Lord, you will not judge the righteous with the wicked. That be far from you, Lord. That be far from you. If I can find 50 righteous, then the Lord says, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. 45, I will spare. 40, I will spare. 30, I will spare. 20, I will spare. 10, I will spare. And that was the end of Abraham's intercession before the Lord for Sodom and Gomorrah. He left off speaking, and God spoiled. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because only Lot and his two daughters would come out. Thank God, only Lot and his two daughters would come out. Lot's wife looked back. She loved the world. She did not want to leave that land. She turned to a pillar of salt, and God destroyed that country. Lord, you know that you're righteous. You know you're righteous. You know that you're righteous, and you know you will do right. And you know it'd be far from you, Lord, to tax the righteous and to reward the wicked. Lord, you know better about yourself. You know you wouldn't do it. Thank God. Stand up. Awake. Gird yourself. Shake yourself. Show yourself strong to my nation, the nation that you gave to my ancestors, that they would preach, that I could preach this gospel. Awake. Shake yourself, Lord. Shake yourself. Show yourself strong on the behalf of those that you have found and declared them righteous. Shake yourself. Show yourself on their behalf. Stop this wicked move of Satan trying to destroy the country that God gave to my ancestors. They fought for it. They died for it. Thank God they died and lost loved ones, so I can preach this gospel. Oh, Lord, stand up. Shake yourself. Show yourself strong on the behalf of those that you brought over here, that you brought their ancestors here, that today we could preach this gospel with power. Oh, Lord, it is time to show yourself strong on the behalf of the righteous. You will not do wrong. I know you. I know you, and I know the power of your resurrection. I know something about the fellowship of your suffering. I know you. You will not. You will not let this nation be destroyed by the wicked. Oh, Lord, stand up, awake, show yourself strong, shake yourself, and come forth with a mighty wind and power and make this country what you want it to be. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. This country is a country that a kingdom was given to, that we could preach the gospel. It was given to us. The money that's in this country was given to us to proclaim the gospel to the poor. Wait, oh Lord, shake yourself. Stand up. Show yourself strong on the behalf of those that trust in you. Oh, we've all sinned. Thank God. But we believe on one that died for our sins, was buried, went to hell, rose again the third day. And thank God you don't condemn us for our sins, for our rebellion. But you gave us a gospel. And we believe that gospel. And you lead us every day to any sin that's in our life. You lead us to those sins present and those that are past that have not been forgiven, not been dealt with. Oh, Lord, we know this. We believe this gospel. That is the power of the gospel. You will not condemn us. But when that light shines in our hearts and we see those sins, we repent, we acknowledge them, you deliver us, we keep on walking. That's the way you are, Lord. You know that. You do not condemn. You do not condemn, but you deliver. Thank God. You deliver. All that we're required to do is believe your gospel, that you paid for our sins, for our life. Without it, no man will ever see the Lord. God bless. Thank you, Father. I just want to bless you. I want to bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Father, for this prayer. Thank God.